Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Western Hotline for Bills defensive tackle Harrison Phillips, who joins us. Harrison, good morning. It's Jeremy and Brayton. Beautiful day out there. Good day. Good day for some mini camp.
Yeah. Good morning, man. I gotta go find Sal. Give him a thanks for saying I look slender. You know, that's for him.
I guess everybody's in pretty good shape. Harrison, for mini camp, you know, how are things as you know, the world kind of starts to return to a little bit more normalcy. Would you say that's also true of minicamp, that kind of guys kind of getting back to football feels a little bit more normal this year than maybe last year did?
100%. You know, last year this time a lot of guys were at home on the couch, you know, doing their own thing. So to be here, you know, get everybody here, practice our stuff, build our team, get that camaraderie going is going to be huge for what we want to accomplish this season.
How different is it on the defensive line? You've got some new faces, you know, the first-round pick, Greg Rousseau, second-round pick, Boogie Basham. For defensive meetings, defensive line meetings or whatever, you've got some additions. You've got, I think what the organization might want is more from the group up there. So what kind of season do you think it will be with some new faces?
Yeah, it's always good to get some new guys. And, you know, me being here, as long as I have now, I try to put that on my back and try to get those guys up to speed. And really try to be a leader of what it is to be in the NFL. And the good thing about both of those players, I said it before, is both of them want to be good, and that's something you really can't, you know, you can't teach that, you can't coach that. You have to have the desire to want to learn. And so, you know, if I'm after practice doing something, they'll come over and ask me, what are you doing, or how do you learn the playbook, or whatever it is. And so that's an awesome quality for them to have. And, yeah, obviously every year we want to be better than we were the year before. There's some things that we want to work on as a defensive line unit, and we hope that will help propel our team into the success we want to have.
How about your health? I've read a little bit about, you know, your journey back from the ACL injury, whether you're 100% last year versus this year. Where things stand right now with your knee?
Yeah, you know, I feel a lot better than I did last year. at any point in the season, even towards the end of the season when I started feeling more like myself, I still even feel better now than I did then. Same thing, you know, last year at this time, I think I was, you know, doing some change of direction type stuff. I wouldn't have even probably been fully into, if we had had a mini camp, if I would have even been able to participate. And so now, you know, I'm here being able to do everything I can and, yeah, I'm really, really pleased with how my body's been reacting so far through this OTA.
Was that the
period?
Was that the biggest, the hardest injury you've ever had to kind of battle through and come back from?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the double knee surgery is tough, and the mental was just as hard as the physical. And you know, I'm fortunate that I still was able to go back out there last year, do some things that helped us win some of these games. That and to be a part of those was amazing, especially to come alive kind of towards the end stretch and really start playing the type of football that I wanted to play. But yeah, I'm really, really optimistic about what I can do.
Harrison Phillips joining us on the Western Hotline. I think, Harrison, you had Bills fans watching, you know, the idea of you playing with Star and then you get hurt, Star opts out when you come back. How about him and the return of the veteran presence that he is, you know, the skill set he brings, the size he brings? What does it mean for this defense to get him back in there?
Well, you know, first of all, outside of football, you know, Star's just a really great person. He's a really good guy. And, you know, a great friend, great mentor, always looking to help the next person in line, very generous. And so that's just an amazing person to have in your room. And, yeah, when it comes to the field stuff, this is a guy that, you know, in the NFL proved himself to go be one of the highest paid nose guards, you know, after his contract year in Carolina. And so this is somebody who's done it at a very high level, and it's going to be very exciting to get back out there with him again. It was fun having him out there at practice yesterday.
As a group, what is this defense looking for this year? Is it have the feel of a defense that, I don't want to say underperformed last year. I would only say that because I think expectations are fairly high. Do you think that there's a next level that this group wants to get to in general?
Yeah, we have goals for ourselves. You know, we know what it takes when you go look at the past 20 teams that won Super Bowls, what their defenses did, whether it's takeaways, third down percentages, defensive touchdowns, all those things, points allowed. So we have very high, lofty goals for ourselves, and we're working to reach them.
Harrison Phillips joining us on the Wester Hotline. With returning to regular football this year, we know the story we have in the headlines is 100% capacity for Highmark Stadium. So for players, what does that mean? You know, you might have had some road trips, of course, where they had some fans, but 100% capacity is not something we've seen in an NFL stadium for quite some time. So if it's going to be happening here, chances are it's going to be happening in a lot of other places. will home games be better for defenses now because you get the crowd on your side?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's going to make the game a little bit easier. You know, it's crazy when you actually look at the statistics and you can see the you know, caused timeouts, the delays of games, the illegal motions, the false starts that are caused in our stadium from our fans. And so the more help we can get on defense, you know, we're going to take it because we're getting every single offense the best shot.
Harrison Phillips on the Wester Hotline. Talk to us about the Playmakers program. I know you had an event at the Highmark Stadium. You're part of a group called the Playmakers that helps kids with disabilities and at-risk children as well. How are things going with the organization, and you know, what kind of events down the line are planned, and how'd this last one go?
Yeah, so the Playmakers is my organization, and we've been, you know, kicking butt here now that COVID's kind of, you know, hopefully something of the past as we open some things up. And had my big Playmaker football camp here this week in our stadium, and, you know, wasn't able to do that last year. I do camps, you know, all over the nation here, back home where I'm from, in California where I went to school, and, you know, but this one was almost the biggest so far, over 200 kids and young adults, all with developmental differences and special needs. You know, when you include, you know, their parents who were there watching, our volunteers that were helping, some of my teammates, you know, we were almost at 500 people there in the stadium. Absolutely amazing event. You know, we had the state troopers, state police come out with their canine units and do a demonstration. We had a firefighter and a fire department come out, do a demonstration, and then, you know, great drills just to, you know, teach these kids and meet them at whatever their ability is. Some of the cool things about our field and football, and then big thanks to all my teammates that came by, you know, probably headlined by obviously Josh Sornby and Jim Kelly was helping out at the quarterback station, and so very thankful for them. And then, you know, give everybody, we had a great lunch and some goodie bags and awards on the way out. So it really ran really smoothly. And from what I've heard from the kids and parents, it was something that they haven't experienced anything like that. So we are very blessed and fortunate. The second part of your question, moving forward, we got some things in the work here, you know, especially with hearing about the news of our stadium. I'd love to get a few hundred or so kids out to some preseason games, get them down on the field afterwards if that's a possibility. And then similarly, a year ago, I did a big chore challenge to my Playmakers and, you know, asked them to do a chore, and on their behalf, I donate a meal to a doctor or nurse that was, you know, at one of the local hospitals here. And so we're planning a big thing like that for training camp, a new challenge to help some frontliners.
If people want to get involved, what can they do to get involved?
I think the easiest thing would probably go to Harrison's Playmakers of Buffalo Facebook page, and you can, you know, message in there or, you know, find out what we're doing from there. Donations can be through there. So I think that's the best way.
All right. Very good. Well, best of luck this season. You know, I'd imagine you're raring to go, if I may say so. You know, just just hearing you talk about your injury being finally ready and able to do things you couldn't before. So best of luck this season, and we'll talk down the line.
All right, thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.